Welcome to our Joseph study. We are on study number 9, and we've got a full house here today. I should say, around the table. We got everybody back that we've been missing. It's sunny outside here in Milford, Iowa, and it's still cool. It's still a fresh coat of snow last night. But we're not going to talk about the weather. We're going to talk about Joseph, and we'll get into that study right now. We're going to be taking a look at the review questions from last week. How many sons did Jacob send to Egypt to get grain? Remember, there's a big famine going on around this whole region, a severe famine, and the only place to get food or grain is in Egypt.
All but one.
Ten.
It would be 10, yes. He sent 10 sons, which meant he kept only one back. And who was it that he kept back?
Benjamin.
Benjamin. Reasons why he'd keep Benjamin?
His other son from his favorite wife.
Yeah, Rachel. From Rachel. Rachel died after childbirth of Benjamin. And so according to Jacob, he says that Joseph is now dead. And now he goes, he's not going to lose his last son from Rachel, who's Benjamin. So number 2, Jacob's name was changed by God to blank.
Israel?
Yes. It's always important to remember that. So Jacob and Israel is an interchangeable name. And that God gave him the name Israel that we see is going to become important through his sons, who are 12, which are the 12 tribes of Israel. 3, what did Joseph remember when he recognized his brothers bowing down before him in Egypt?
His dreams.
Yeah, he had a flashback, didn't he? He thought about in his younger days, he had that dream of the sheaves bowing down to his sheaf. And he sees it happening before his eyes that here his brothers, he recognizes them, but do they recognize him? They don't. And why do they not recognize Joseph?
He's probably dressed like an Egyptian.
There you go. He's an Egyptian. Yep. Second in command in Egypt, so you know that he is dressed differently. He's got a lot of royalty that's probably put upon him. And he talks in a very harsh way to his brothers. He understands their language. And he does not say anything because he uses an interpreter. Someone who translates what he says. So he kind of knows Egyptian. If he does speak, and it's a way of just telling his brothers or showing his brothers that he's trying to say, I don't know you, and you don't know me, and I'm going to put the fear of God in you. But he's moved. He's really moved in his heart by what is going on here. Number 4, I guess we did answer that one. What did Joseph demand? Oh, what did Joseph demand of his brothers? To go back to Canaan and bring back?
Benjamin. Wasn't it Benjamin?
Yeah. The youngest. Go back and bring back your youngest brother. And the last of the review questions from last week, Joseph gave orders to fill his brother's bags with?
Grain,
return their
silver.
And give them
provisions.
Food. It could be provisions as well. Yeah. For their journey back to Canaan. So what do we learn from Joseph? And how he's treating his brothers?
He's forgiving.
Very forgiving and generous. He's being very generous. I mean, these guys don't have a clue what is going on here until a little later here. So let's get into today's lesson, and we will read Genesis 42, beginning with verse 27 through 38. 27, 38. So we go to the end of the chapter 42 of Genesis. And like always, if you want to read more than one verse, you can do that. If you don't want to read, you just say pass, and someone else will carry on and read whatever is next to be read. So we start with verse 27. Sharon, you want to start?
Sure. And as one of them opened his sack to give his donkey fodder at the lodging place, he saw his money in the mouth of his sack.
Ooh, is that good? Wouldn't you be happy if that happened to you? Mm. It's like getting a coupon.
Yeah.
A freebie. Here. All right, 28. Kathy?
My silver has been returned, he said to his brothers. Here is it in my sack.
Go on.
Okay. Their hearts sank, and they turned to each other, trembling, and said, what is this that God has done to us?
Yeah, notice how they responded to finding this sack of, or this pouch of silver in their sack.
Instead of rejoicing, they trembled.
Yeah. The word that's used there in Hebrew, from what I have learned, it means like a shaking. They start to shake. It's like an earthquake. It's also the word used for an earthquake. When they see this, they don't see anything good about it. They see nothing. They fear it. And they just start to, they tremble, they shake. Of like, now what? And of course, who do they blame?
God.
Yeah, they blame God. So let's read on.
When they came to their father, Jacob, in the land of Canaan, they told him all that had happened to them, saying, The man, the Lord of the land, spoke harshly to us and charged us with spying on the land.
31.
But we said to him, we are honest men. We are not spies. We were 12 brothers, sons of one father. One is no more, and the youngest is now with our father in Canaan.
Then the man, who is lord over the land, said to us, this is how I will know whether you are honest men. Leave one of your brothers here with me, and take food for your starving households, and go. But bring your youngest brother to me, so I will know that you are not spies, but honest men. Then I will give your brother back to you, and you can trade in the land.
As they were emptying their sacks, there in each man's sack was a pouch of silver. When they and their father saw the money pouches, they were frightened.
Their father Jacob said to them, you have deprived me of my children. Joseph is no more, and Simeon is no more. And now you want to take Benjamin? Everything is against me.
Then Reuben said to his father, you may put both of my sons to death if I do not bring him back to you. Entrust him to my care, and I will bring him back.
Finish it up, Doran.
But Jacob said, my son will not go down there with you. His brother is dead, and he is the only one left. If harm comes to him on the journey you are taking, you will bring my gray head down to the grave in sorrow.
That's the where we end today.
Well, then way back at the beginning, mm-hmm. when they discovered that gold or silver in their pouch, they were trembling because they were already accused of being a spy, and this would even make it more threatening.
Oh, yeah. You know, you got in one place, I mean, one guy finds it in the feed bag, his silver pouch. But it's not until they get all the way back home and their dad is there and they start emptying their grain, and what falls out of every one of these guys' bags?
It's even worse than they first imagined.
Yeah.
It's going
and so then
down.
The dad sees that everybody got their silver back. Now, he was expecting what? They were supposed to take that silver
to buy what they brought back.
Right. And now they find the silver is still there. What is he going to think?
He's not going to want to give that Benjamin
I mean, like, you can see why he's a little upset.
Yeah.
But then, is his boys, are they kind of thieves? I mean, they were supposed to get rid of this.
Yeah, what's the real story here?
So it's kind of like, nah, what are you guys up to? He could be questioning their character, and they're coming across, his sons are coming across as goody two-shoes. You know, they are honest guys. How honest men are they?
Yeah, Dad, we're honest guys. We've only been lying to you for how many years?
Well, they've kind of buried that a long time ago. Mm-hmm. But now it's starting to come out, and they have to... And the first thing they think of, even in Egypt, is they think of what they did to Joseph.
Yeah.
It comes back to haunt them.
Yeah.
And then they probably said, you know, they probably didn't even mention this to their wives or to their kids. They have kept this a secret, as people have a tendency to do.
Yeah. Who doesn't?
Yeah, you know.
You do stupid things. You don't go around town.
Yeah, yeah. So, number one, true or false, the brothers were delighted when they saw what was in a sack when one of them fed his donkey.
False.
That one is for sure false. Did anyone have trouble in that one, with that one? Didn't know which one it should be, true or false? Two, who did Joseph's brothers blame for the surprise in the sack? You know, God gets blamed. Now, isn't it true still today? Doesn't God get blamed for some things that he has nothing to do with things? But we kind of go like, oh,
yeah.
You know, things didn't go the way I wanted them to go, so it's God's fault. That's one of the things I remember about Karen, seeing her in the hospital. She said, we don't always hear what we want to hear. And she never told me what that really was, other than, I think she did, after that she said that she's got pancreatic cancer. And that's, I just go like, wow. You know, we all could be given some kind of news in our lives somewhere along the way. And then how will we respond to that? I mean, will we blame God? Or will we accept it, whatever it may be, and just still say, you know, well, it's in God's hands, you know. Whatever he decides, I'm for that. We find that with Joseph in his life. You know, he's never complained, that we've seen along the way. And yet we know that God has been with him every step of the way too. Even though some things have gone against him. It hasn't been fair either.
He's had trials.
Yeah, he's had trials. But he's never blamed God at one time. But here we find his brothers are not quite like the brother they wanted to get rid of, they didn't like. It's amazing. I mean, you can't think this up. So, number three, how did Jacob respond to his son's story of their journey to Egypt? We just got some ABCD there. How did he respond? Talk about Jacob. How did he respond to what he heard from his 10? No, it's not 10. He sent 10, only 9 came back. And they told him what had gone on there. We don't know how much time it took for them to go to Egypt, and by the time they got back either. So number 3A, it says, the Egyptian that they spoke to, he was blank and accused us of being blank. What was he like?
Harsh.
No, he's Joseph.
Yeah.
Well, they were accused of being spies.
Yep, right. So, I mean, he talked to him in a very harsh way.
Yeah.
Harsh,
okay. Or he's kind of mean, kind of a mean-spirited kind of a guy. He didn't like us, Dad. Yeah. And he thought we were spies. Can you believe that? Do we look like spies? To an Egyptian, probably do, because they got more likely beards. The Egyptians were clean shaven.
Well, I wonder if he kind of knew about Joseph, because down here Jacob says,
Their father Jacob said to them, "You have deprived me of my children. Joseph is no more, and Simeon is no more. And now you will take Benjamin?" So,
well, he just knows that
they're no more.
Yeah, Joseph, I mean, it's kind of like his sons came back with that multicolored coat, robe. And I think he was thinking that his brother should have been looking out for Joseph, and they didn't. But he doesn't know the whole story.
But he thinks there's danger there. There's...
Yeah, they just came back and told him the story was an animal took care of Joseph and ate him, and here's all that's left. Is the blood came from where?
A goat or a lamb.
It was a goat. I think they killed a goat and put the blood of the goat on the coat.
The scapegoat.
Yeah, that's a good scapegoat there. Yeah, scapegoat. So, you know, but Jacob still does not know the real story. And this has been years. This is probably, you know, we said around 15 years since this happened. And he still doesn't know the whole story. But he just says Joseph is gone. He hasn't seen Joseph for over 15 years. And now you want to take Benjamin? I'm supposed to trust Benjamin with you guys? Well, let's see what happens here. Okay, which of the brothers did not come back with the 10 sons? Which one?
Simeon.
Yeah, Simeon. Simeon is the one that Joseph kept. And Simeon is where in Egypt?
Prison.
Yeah. He's in jail. He's going to keep him in jail until these brothers come back with Benjamin.
With Benjamin.
So you got Simeon, who's just kind of sitting in the jail cell, twiddling his thumbs. You know, does time go by fast when you're in jail? Anybody been in jail?
Only a 1,000-mile trek.
It's a long, I mean, you know it's weeks.
Yeah.
For this probably put him in the cushy jail, though, for white-collar crime, maybe.
Yeah. I was going to say... It probably wasn't very pleasant. You thought differently. It probably really wasn't very pleasant,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I mean, but Simeon is kind of going like, good grief, how much longer am I have to stay here? He can't wait for his brothers to come back because he said he'd be released if he brought back, of course, if they brought back Benjamin. And he's probably thinking like, they'll never come back with Benjamin. I'm stuck.
Yeah, that's
I'm stuck.
How long did we say we thought that journey would take? It was 500 miles.
Well, we said if you walk 20 miles a day,
that's a lot.
And if, I mean, 30 would be really pushing it. You'd have to be really in good shape to walk 30 miles a day. So it's between 20 and 30 miles a day, and it's close to 500. If it's, you know, if you look at Cairo, from Jerusalem, from Cairo. It's 500 miles, so...
But it probably wasn't flat ground. You know?
Right. No, they didn't have roads.
And they had their animals with the grain.
Yeah,
and you think, even so, like us, we just buzz through, you know, McDonald's or somewhere, keep it going. They got to stop and cook.
Yeah.
Ugh. butcher something.
Somebody's got to do the cooking.
You know? I mean, it's... It would require a lot of time to maintain themselves, and then, you know, the energy that it would be taking to travel, it wouldn't even be that fast, I can't think, per day.
Then remember, Joseph provided them with food for the journey back.
Yeah, so that would have been faster.
So, I mean, he knew what they would need for food, that they wouldn't go into the sacks of grain that they've got or whatever.
Oh, wouldn't deplete that.
This would have to be extra. This is extra.
So what do you think that would, what's the math there? 20?
Okay, if you divide by 20, it's 25 days.
Wow.
Is that right?
Could be.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. A couple months for a round trip then, huh?
Yeah, it would be 2 months round trip.
Anyway. Well, then how much time did they spend back with the dad?
Well, it sounds like a long time because
I'm going to give up.
They said that we could have gone there and back several times before they eventually went. So,
yeah, that's a good point. You know, so I'm looking at, we're looking at months. And Simeon didn't do anything. And he's in prison waiting for his brothers to come back. If he could call on his cell phone, what would he say?
Hurry up.
Where are you guys?
Well, all right, so they've been treated harshly, and they've been accused of being spies in the land. When all it came down there for was for food. That's what they're looking for. When their sacks were emptied, they and Jacob, now this is, you know, they returned from Egypt with their bags of grain, and they're with their dad, Jacob. They saw their pouches of blank.
Silver.
And
money.
They all were
afraid.
There is no this happy mate. Campers here. They are shaking in their boots. Indeed, Jacob said, "Everything is blank me."
Against?
Yeah. Have you ever felt that way? Everything is against you? Against me? Have you ever felt this way? Yes or no? Or NS, which means not sure.
Oh, I've had many days like that in the last year where I thought,
yeah. And so it comes down to this, you know, what? No matter whatever you circle, I mean, is it really true in God's eyes? You know, if you might have said, you know, everything's against me. I mean, is it really true? Is everything against you? I mean, it's a lie. It's believing a lie, really, because
God is for you.
God's known about it all these times. It's just the first time for us to kind of go through
something. In my eyes it is, but not in God's eyes.
So, did the sons really tell their dad the whole story? Look at verse 29. Did they really tell him all that had happened to them?
No.
No.
They did not.
What did they leave out?
Well, they left out
about Joseph.
In the story of the last trip.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Now, you know, we're going to get that. Okay, let's go to the next question. Who is the firstborn of Jacob's sons?
Reuben.
Okay, Reuben. That's what goes in that blank. Reuben is the firstborn. Is there more that's expected from the firstborn?
Yes.
Usually.
Yes, usually is. Mm-hmm. What is Reuben willing to do if he doesn't bring back Benjamin to Egypt? What did Reuben say he was willing to do?
That is... Your sons be killed.
Yeah. I mean, what kind of a dad is that?
Yeah.
But he kind of tells Jacob, well, Dad, you know, I got two sons. If I don't come back with Benjamin, you can kill your grandsons. Or he'd sacrifice his two boys. But he's, you know, he is really, what do you want to call it? He is very sure of himself. That if he takes Benjamin to Egypt, he wants to reassure his dad that he will bring Benjamin back. What kind of a father is like that?
Yeah, God.
Okay. And then look at what kind of a dad his dad was like. Uh-huh. We established that Jacob was what kind of a dad?
Passive?
Very passive, yeah. But you don't find that with Reuben. Reuben is like, he's more confident. He's like, he's sure of himself that, okay, if I do this, Dad, I want you to trust me that I will bring Benjamin back. I will do this. He's taking on that responsibility.
Was Reuben the one who was trying to talk the brothers out of killing the...
Well, his plan was to go and rescue Joseph out of the pit.
Out
of that cistern. Yep. He was going to take him out of there and then bring him back to his dad.
Yeah.
He was going to rescue him. Now, I don't know if he had told that to Joseph and say, Joseph, hey, Joe, I'll be back. I'll get you out of here and we'll go back and be okay with Dad. But then this caravan came in the meantime, and I don't know where Reuben was at, but that's when they sold Joseph. So, I mean, Reuben was surprised when he came back. Joseph is gone. They didn't kill him. That's what they wanted to do right away. But he's gone. And so out of sight, out of mind. Good riddance. We got rid of Joseph, that dreamer. And dad's favorite little guy. We hated that. Because the first thing they took off Joseph was what? It was that coat of many colors. That was the first thing that they did. How much they despised that. Being the favorite of their father. And how he was treated. A lot different than them. Okay, let's go on here. True or false? Are we on that one, or have I missed one?
Jacob's answer. Number five was positive.
Jacob's answer was positive about taking Benjamin.
False.
Yeah.
He was against.
He was against that completely. And then six, will Jacob's mind ever change?
No. Yes.
It'll take some time, but it does change. He does allow Benjamin to go back with the brothers.
So it really wasn't going to be a fast turnaround.
No. And it doesn't say how long it took him to think this thing through before he said, okay, maybe it was the
starvation.
The sounds of their stomach growling that they go like, okay, I think it's time for you guys to go to Egypt again. And all right, take Benjamin.
That plays so prominently in this story in the whole, you know, the famine.
Oh, yeah.
Back to the dream. You know, it's the thing, you know, that drove the whole story.
Yeah, it's just, and it's like, we're not even through the story yet. We're just getting started. Seven, what is not being said to Israel? Now, Israel is another name for who?
Jacob.
So this is the dad.
Well, the truth about Joseph.
Yeah, it comes back to that. It comes back to what they did years ago to Joseph. So they have not been truthful with their father. And they keep saying that they are honest men. We're not spies. We're honest men. And we'll prove it to you. We'll bring back our little brother. The situation for this family right now looks pretty blank.
Pretty bad.
Pretty grim, but it's very complicated.
Yeah, it is. But it looks pretty bleak. Pretty bad. Number nine, what tells us that Jacob is not a happy camper and an old man in the last verse of chapter 42?
Yeah.
You will bring my gray head down to the grave in sorrow.
He will die.
Yeah.
Is he a happy camper?
No.
He's not. You know, does your hair change color over time?
I don't know.
No. Not if you have a model. We'll ask our hairdresser. They know all about it.
Like I was talking to my mom last night. She's got a sister that doesn't live too far away from her in Garrison. I can't say this on. You never know who my top is. I just got to pause this. How do you pause this? That was a wonderful story, Tim. Thank you so much. You are welcome. Stay tuned. All right, got one question left here. It says, has this kind of struggle ever happened in your life? If you can share it with the group, please do. Turn off recorder. It was like that here.